Today's program is brought to you by the Dairy Farm Families of Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. Did you know that today Wisconsin produces more than 600 varieties, types, and styles of American, international style, and original cheese that win more awards than any other state or country? To learn more, visit eatwisconsincheese.com.
Hey, 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 I'm Jimmy Carboni from Beer Sessions Radio. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
From Heritage Radio and Thrillist, it's Serial, a podcast about serial. I'm Ben Robinson, editorial director of Thrillist, the website that tells you where to eat cereal and also every other food ever in more than 30 cities around the cereal mag globe. Yes. This week's guest on cereal is a true polymath, which is what people who read the dictionary for fun call a Renaissance man. He's a rock god. He is a comedian's comedian. He is a podcaster who is significantly better at podcasting than myself.
No.
He's the author of a very fine book called Tasteful Nudes, and I think he did a little tricep modeling for Sears at one point.
Yes.
He's Hollywood's next It Girl, and his name is Dave Hill. Dave, how's it going?
Great. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm very glad to have you here today.
Thanks for having me. Sorry I was late.
Yeah, Dave was a little late, but that was okay.
I've never been out this far into the wilds of Brooklyn
and
before.
This is and cereal brought you here.
Yes.
That's what it took. A lot of people come here for pizza. We record it. Roberta's obviously in Bushwick, but some of the people looking through the window eating pizza are very jealous of our cereal that we have today, which we're going to keep undercover for at least a few more minutes here.
Yeah, I can't tell if we're watching them eat pizza or they're watching us podcast. It's like a chicken or egg thing.
It's chicken and egg. One of them started first. I have to imagine that.
Yeah,
we'll never figure that out.
We'll never know.
No,
now they're definitely watching us.
Right. Usually the people out there are actually they're kind of they recognize what's going on in here and they get off it pretty quick.
Yeah,
and
they move on.
Ponytail dude right here is I think he's got something up his sleeve. He keeps glancing over. I think he wants to do something funny.
For starters.
Yeah. I'd love to just kind of reach through and yank that thing, but that's what the window's for. Keep you from doing that.
Exactly.
I guess let's get right into cereal. Can you talk a little bit about, did cereal have a specific place in your life? Were there any momentous cereal moments that, you know, that drove you to being the kind of person who would come on a breakfast podcast like this?
Well, yeah. I've been a cereal fan since as far back as I can remember. I had cereal. Well, I had oatmeal today. That counts as cereal, right?
I think that's one of the eternal questions.
Yeah. How can we possibly ever know?
Yeah, almost more confusing than the pizza chicken.
I mean, it's the broad definition of cereal. I like to think of it as a type of cereal, but no, it's not like the. I don't know. I'm going to say it is the cereal.
Do you put milk in it?
I do, which makes me think that's what made me decide that it was a cereal.
I actually didn't even know that you were supposed to put milk in oatmeal until a couple days ago at work. And
you don't have to.
Yeah, I thought I'm a water guy, I guess.
I
follow the box.
Well, yeah, I put hot
box
water
in. Water.
But then sometimes if you want to take it to the next level or just make it a cereal, you throw some milk in and that keeps it, you know, damp and not easier to eat.
That's
and fun, I think.
Oh, I mean, it's all fun. Breakfast. Yeah. If breakfast isn't fun, why the hell are we getting out of bed?
Yeah, exactly.
I know that you've done a few shows in Sing Sing.
Which I have,
the prison, not the karaoke place on St. Mark's.
That's right.
I've been wondering ever since you agreed to do this, and this is a real question. What were people eating cereal there? Or did you have a meal with them?
No, I had donuts with them.
Yeah,
the first time. I can't remember if we brought the donuts, or I think they had the donuts. Like, it was like a special, like, hey, Dave's coming, let's get donuts.
Yeah.
But they were just backstage in the sort of auditorium where I did my show, which was like a converted chapel. And so the donuts were for me and my friends and like the band, the prison band that opened for me and a couple other inmates who were hanging out or like stagehand types.
They sound like some good guys.
They were. I mean, it was really a one. I've been to several prisons now. Most recently, I went to two different prisons in Mexico, which was a whole
vacation,
a whole nother thing. Yeah, but in Mexico they have a bit more food. I have to say, like, it's more freewheeling in terms of food.
Okay, like what are we talking about?
They're like have a taco stand in the middle of the courtyard in the yard. You know,
fabulous.
It's run by the cartel guys.
Yeah,
at least the one I was at. And then at the women's prison in Mexico, the families were there barbecuing. So it's pretty, you know.
Okay, yeah.
Not as regimented.
No. A couple coronitas. They have like a Senor Frogs, like the rec center.
Yeah.
Like right next to the very primary weightlifting equipment.
I don't even know if they have weightlifting. I mean, it's weird. It's a place of contradictions because they barely have enough water to bathe and things like that. Or if you were to live only on the prison food, you would probably go hungry. But if you're in good with if the cartel guys, you maybe get some tacos. I didn't have tacos in prison though.
Just donuts.
It was probably for the best.
Yeah. I guess getting back to cereal, I've been extremely excited about this week's episode. Partially because you're an international superstar.
Sure.
But also because this week's cereal is the one that I personally care about most of them all.
Oh, wow.
And I think that you do, too. And it's an international superstar in its own very different way.
Yeah.
And that cereal is...
Lucky Charms. Oh, my gosh. That scared the crap out of me.
That's the idea.
But it's appropriate, the sound effect.
Yes, that was from no Lucky Charms commercials and is far more evil than the vibe that they generally try to convey, and that's why we picked it.
Yeah, it's good.
Let's talk a little about Lucky Charms. Why do you love them?
Well, it's a great cereal on a lot of levels, because like just the cereal part alone, which is to say, whatever, the grain... I don't know if there's grain. I'm guessing
it's oat-based.
Oat-based, so very healthy. And that part alone, you could have cereal with that, and I would be like, well, that's a good cereal. And then, but then you add the marshmallows on top of that, which have evolved over the years. You know, I'm old enough to remember a simpler time when you were lucky if you had five maybe different kinds of...
We're eight deep right here.
Yeah, we're eight deep and...
Eight marshmallows.
And also different flavors within the individual marshmallows.
Absolutely.
It used to be that you just had like green clovers. Now you get light green and dark green clovers all in one clover.
And the rainbow is a tricolor.
Yeah. I don't know, you know, how many scientists were behind that? I don't know.
Advancements are astonishing,
right? Yeah. Can you taste the difference? I don't know. But...
We can try.
It's your fun. Yeah, we can try.
And that's why we're here. Let's get right into it. I'm going to open up a box. Normally, I bring a fresh box.
What's the vintage on this one?
Well, it's about 2 days old.
All
it's
right.
About three quarters empty, and I had some this morning, so...
Yeah. Well, I would say that I'm surprised you have any left after 2 days, because when I get a bowl or a box of Lucky Charms... That's all I eat for food until the Lucky Charms are gone. Like, I maybe get through a day and a half tops.
Well, we're going to take care of that right now. I think that you brought up a really fantastic thing to do right here. Let's eat some of these marshmallows and see if we can tell them apart.
Yeah.
I'm going for the moon here.
All right.
I kind of got that one in now. I think this is a pot of gold. What are you getting over there?
I just had the clover. Now I'm having like a shooting star of some sort, which is like an orange star with like yellow stuff. coming out of it.
Very ornate. Now I'm going to a rainbow and... No, wait. Maybe?
The clover is more flavorful. I'll do a rainbow.
Does it taste different, or it's just popping a little more for you?
It's more complex. More nuanced. Yeah, and then the rainbow has its own thing, too.
I think I can't really place it. Mm-hmm. I also think they're different.
They are different. It's a game, you know, it's not even a game of inches. It's subtleties.
Decimeters.
There's somebody in a lab in Switzerland who could tell us exactly what the difference is.
We can try and get him on later, and I can report back, but I think now, even though we both know what this cereal tastes like, we have to eat it, and that's how it works on this show, but also if you put a bowl of Lucky Charms in front of me.
Yeah, you can't not eat it.
That's just how it goes down. So, yeah. I'm just going to call over Shane, our milk boy here. Shane.
There's a milk boy.
Shane. Hurry. Come over here. I don't know what he's doing. God, I caught Shane drinking milk out of the carton.
This carton?
The other day. No. What?
You got to get some different quality control.
It's a different carton. It's a different carton.
All right.
Okay.
Check
this. Thank you, Shane.
My immune system's working.
Okay. Let me top you off with some milk here, Dave.
Okay. Nice. You gave it a good amount of milk too.
Like, yeah, I guess that was kind of my pour. I should have asked.
Well, sometimes I like to do a bit more of a pour, but I can make this work. This is a more leaning towards cereal.
Please help yourself.
This is good. It's just what I like to do. Is you eat the cereal and then you have some milk left, and then you have a decision to make. You're like, do I add more cereal, or do I just drink the milk and have that be the fun?
The bowls that we have here, Cereal Worldwide Headquarters, they're not huge bowls. I think this would be a double pour bowl, almost a double dump, which sounds pretty weird.
Yeah, so for grown men working out in the fields, yeah, you're going to need a couple bowls. But
sustenance.
This is a fine bowl. It's not a crappy bowl.
It's a very high-quality bowl. It's just... It's not an indulgent bowl.
No.
Let's put it that way.
It's all business.
Obviously, the cereal is fantastic. It's not a surprise to either of us.
Yeah, it's a good cereal.
How's your oat bits to marshmallow ratio going over there? At the bottom of the box sometimes...
Yeah, you have to shake it up. And then I was also concerned that we were doing the dry taste test because I was like, well, you're upsetting the natural equilibrium of a bowl of Lucky Charms. But I still feel it's pretty good. The thing with when you add the milk, then like you get like the marshmallows get sort of a film over them. So you get that initial like, you know, it's a bit of a dance. You taste the like the film around outside the marshmallow, and then you bite into it, and then you're like, well, there's even more fun.
Nothing but fun in this bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I like to leave at least two or three marshmallows for the end. In the beginning, I'll just get in there, I'm eating kind of whatever's happening, and then as the bowl starts to empty, I get a little more selective with my spoonfuls.
Yeah.
Kind of eating around marshmallows because you don't want to finish with just oats.
Right. Yeah, that's insane. And the thing is, like I was reading, if you just buy like cereal in a store and not go to like some health, wow, you really powered through that bowl.
I'm a professional.
But like, all cereals, supposedly, unless they're like super healthy cereals, have tons of sugar added. So you don't have to feel guilty about being like, oh, I should have gotten Cheerios instead of Lucky Charms because I want to eat healthy. Because it's all the same, basically. This is how I justify buying Lucky Charms occasionally.
I think that that's exactly how you should be talking to yourself. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, so I didn't even realize this during last week's episode, which was Grape Nuts, which was a bit of a challenge for me personally.
What monster chose those?
It certainly wasn't me. And
Grape Nuts are like...
They taste it. It was like the hardest bits of health that one could ever really ingest.
It's like the hair shirt of breakfast cereals. Like,
it really is. No, it's common comparison. A lot of people are
throwing
that one around.
A lot of people bring up the hair shirt in 2015.
But when I got home, I was like, okay, this was a workout. I kind of turned around on them a little bit after. You needed to let them soak in the bowl for about 20 minutes before they were edible, to me at least.
Mm-hmm.
I got home, I kept looking into them. I was sitting there reading the box. Turns out they have, I don't know if it's exactly as much sugar as Lucky Charms, mm-hmm. but it's not far off. And basically, like, cereals have sugar, and that's just the way of the world. And
yeah. If they taste
I'm fine
good,
with
they
that.
Have sugar. But then you can, you know, and I don't encourage this, but, you know, you could, say you have oatmeal, which is debatable whether it's a cereal, as we discussed. You could add honey to that.
I wish we had a whole episode for that oatmeal debate.
Oh, man.
I might have to. We might have to have you back on or maybe get a quorum in here.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the right word?
I think so. I like to break out a quorum just every once in a while.
Yeah. Yeah. You're the kind of person who quorums. Mm-hmm. So look, I kind of lapped you on this bowl. I'm going to give you a second here. Let you settle in and finish, and we'll take a break. We'll be right back with some more cereal.
Yeah.
And today's break song is called Meeting at the Docks, and it's by Rectech. This is Cereal on Heritage Radio Network. Today's program is brought to you by the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. Hey, Jack Insler here, executive producer of Heritage Radio Network. I hope today's show has got you craving some cereal, and as we all know, and as we've probably mentioned on today's show, good cereal is nothing without milk. Real milk. Cow's milk is not only giving you high-quality, complete protein, but calcium, other nutrients, all the stuff you need to build a healthy body. Turns out most American adults are not consuming enough vitamin D every day, so adding just one serving of milk helps address that nutrient gap. Other ways to get your daily intake of milk? Yogurt has milk. Ice cream has milk. Butter has milk. Cheese has milk. It's not rocket science. Drink your milk. Real milk, cow's milk, or maybe chocolate milk. This is a show about cereal. Cereal goes great with milk. Milk is good for you. I think you get the point. And for more fun facts and information, visit eatwisconsincheese.com.
But she's a nice person.
And now it's time for your weekly cereal news brief. Welcome to the Cereal News Brief, your indispensable update on the shocking amount of cereal news that happens every 7 days in this crazy world of ours.
Yeah.
In a concerted effort to make the nation's teeth even worse, England is exploding with cereal cafes. The first, Cereal Killer Cafe, opened on Brick Lane a few months back to wild acclaim by both cereal and pun lovers alike. Now, another is opening just outside Leeds, called Mood, M-O-O apostrophe D, Cereal House, which bills itself as a bar-style cafe that will serve more than 100 types of cereal from around the world, plus a range of milks, including chocolate, strawberry, almond, and the dreaded lactose-free.
Yeah, fun-free.
Fun-free. One UK newspaper headline called the founders, quote, innovative, and the other headline called them hipsters.
I'm going to go with door number two on the mood one. I don't want to take shots at Leeds. I do like the name Mood. Should I be weighing in, or you have more news?
No, no. We do have a little more news, but this is the commentary portion.
I don't know if Leeds can support a cereal only operation.
I've never been.
I'm not taking it. It's just a numbers game. You know, I just don't know if they can do it. London, yeah, that place will be in for business forever. But Leeds, I don't know.
There's a lot of excitement surrounding certainly the first one on Brick Lane, and you know, imitators are going to pop up. That's a given.
I saw a video, maybe it was the Brick Lane one, where a guy went into the place and started chastising the cereal barista or whatever the name they're using, for how expensive the cereal was. And the guy was like, hey, I just work here. But I feel like if you're walking into a place, you can't expect... It's like you go into a restaurant, you're going to pay a lot more for a bottle of wine than if you went to a liquor store.
And tried to buy cereal?
Yeah, exactly.
They would look
at you like, you seem crazy.
They would mark up the cereal in a liquor store.
Yeah, but he was like, you know, if I go to Mood, and someday I will, mark my words, I'm going to expect to pay, what do you pay? £10 for a bowl of Lucky Charms?
I think they're about £4.
£4, which is about $6.50, maybe? $6.
It's about what I paid for this entire box of Lucky Charms.
That's
I'm not
expensive.
Sure how big the bowls are. It is expensive, but like you said, you know, if you make yourself a sandwich, that sandwich might cost a couple bucks.
Yeah.
If you're paying somebody to make you a sandwich, the guy has to rent an entire... sandwich house.
And to be around all those other cereal lovers.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to cost you.
Yeah, exactly. Hidden costs, I suppose.
Yeah.
My question to you, getting back to these headlines, is if cereal is quote-unquote hipster food, does that make basically all children under the age of 10 hipsters?
Well, that's a complex question. I don't think that cereal is a hipster food. I think a place that only serves cereal. I'm not a detective, but I would, if I had to guess, I'd say that's who's going there. But, you know, I don't know. I'll have to go and see. Because I just think, you know, you could just buy some cereal and have it home. But if you want the full cereal, you know, the Mood experience, for example... I don't know. I'm guessing it's probably hipsters, or maybe it's not. Maybe it's just like the same people that go to coffee shops and get out there and live.
You know, the difference between drinking a 12-pack on your beanbag chair at home
and
drinking a 12-pack on a beanbag chair in a bar.
Yeah.
There's a big difference between those two things.
Retro video games.
Yeah, exactly.
I got no beef with it. I'm all for it.
Okay. And in further cereal-only restaurant news, the UK trend has made its way, like so many criminals, to Australia, where in Melbourne, Cereal Anytime has opened to do basically the exact same thing as these other places.
That's the name of the place?
Cereal Anytime.
Not the best name.
I don't even, from what I could tell, it's not even a 24-hour establishment.
So it's not Cereal Anytime, apparently.
It's just kind of cereal, which obviously we would sue them for if that's the name they were using.
Let me ask you this.
Please.
Is it in Fitzroy? Does it say? Because this will back up the hipster theory.
Okay, I'm going to need to look into this.
It's called Fitzroy, the hipster area there.
But we're going to.
It's in Richmond, Victoria, Australia.
Richmond.
It's in Richmond, Victoria.
No.
Wait, so is... I gotta run a check on this. What's it called?
Richmond, Victoria. Melbourne.
I don't know. I don't think that's the neighborhood I'm thinking of, but...
Okay.
I'm also not an authority. I only spent 2 weeks there. So, what the hell do I know?
You got me beat. So, like I said, they'll offer the range of cereals and milks and... The fun part here is that they have additions like protein balls, which actually don't sound fun at all.
No.
Yogurt, also not fun. No. But then Milo bars, which are brownie-based candy bars that they will just—they put the whole bar in there. Maybe they're chopping them up, but they're putting candy bars into your already sugary cereal.
Oh wow!
Proving once again just how much better Australia is than England.
Yeah, well, Australia—they do some things better than anybody. Like coffee, I would say.
I've heard that
they're
yeah.
winning they're the best that I've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah. I heard very
in the world
that basically there are publications that write about and follow baristas, and people read these publications as if it was Variety or something. And if a barista goes from one shop to another, there's a mutiny, and they all go to the other shop, which to me is astounding.
There's
that's love.
A few months ago on my corner, like right where I live, there an Australian coffee shop opened, and everyone who works there pretty much is an attractive Australian person. And almost everyone that goes there is attractive. It's everything's a bit more expensive, and I fought it at first. I was like, well, I'm not getting sucked into this. But then I walk in there like a troll because I'm not attractive like
That's
these
not
people.
True.
Well,
That's
you
not,
know.
No. Dave, come on.
Compared to these people, you got to see these people. It's like an Abercrombie and Fitch ad or something. Just young ladies and men, just genetically superior to me.
Like
and
age,
making great coffee.
Oh,
what's
well,
that?
Well, obviously. At Cereal Anytime, the last thing that I found very interesting is that they will have a dietitian on site to warn customers about the dangers of sugary cereals, which is kind of like having an electrician warning death row prisoners that something bad might happen before they hop in the chair. Like I,
yeah, that's a bit much. Is
like,
that
don't
person
do this?
Attractive? That's my question. Is it a doctor? You said.
It's a dietitian.
Oh, that's very different. Are they attractive?
I would like, have to imagine that they're not, or else people would listen. People listen to hot people.
They do, don't they?
And that would immediately undermine their sales.
But I don't know. I feel like, wouldn't a sign do it? Yeah, I'm with you. Like, you don't go into, whatever, I can't even think of Burger King or something, and be like, give me the healthy choice. You go there to...
And there's a vegetarian standing there being like...
Yeah. You shouldn't be
no.
there in the first place.
No. A vegetarian and a gluten intolerant individual.
Yeah.
Warning you off. And for your final item, back in the UK, some idiot has reacted against serial killer and its ilk and opened up a porridge cafe that nobody gives a fuck about.
Well, I could have told you that.
And that was your weekly cereal news brief.
I love this. The stings.
Yeah, so...
Hot.
Our news music here, didn't want to tell you about it before the show, but I think you might recognize this. This is actually your buddy Phil, who recorded some cereal news music, who I believe...
Oh, Phil Costello.
Phil Costello.
Wait, that's him? He did that?
That's Phil. You can't hear the Phil in that?
I mean, now that I think about it, yeah. That's pretty...
That was classic Phil right there. That
yeah,
note right
I mean,
in the
that makes sense.
It's yeah.
good.
So
yeah, that makes sense.
For the
it
three listeners
out.
Who haven't followed every step of Dave's musical career, he's been in multiple bands with... the prolific Phil Costello, I believe.
Yeah, who, yeah.
You'll never stop thanking for that beautiful music.
It's great. Well, you got the right guy. He would have been the guy to get for that.
That's why I got him.
Yeah, it sounds great. Yeah, it's good. I like that you didn't, get some dainty music for serial news. You swung for the fences.
Mm-hmm. It's impactful.
Yeah.
So on the second half of the show, normally we veer away from the cereal of the week and discuss other important matters of cereal business.
ISIS.
Like ISIS, usually, and the cereal that they eat. But
yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, nothing could be more important in the cereal game or possibly the world in Lucky Charms. So I think that we just need to keep talking about them,
right?
You know, possibly forever. As I was doing my dutiful cereal research before this show, I found out a lot of things about Lucky Charms, like the original box of Lucky Charms or the original product was Cheerios with circus peanuts in it. Literally Cheerios with circus peanuts in
it. The giant circus peanuts?
I think they were full size. I mean, maybe they cut them
like
up.
Wow. I bet they were probably still pretty good.
I mean, they were good enough to catch on enough and get some R&D money behind them and turn into this beautiful
How
thing
can
that
we
know
take
today.
This to the next level?
Exactly. But I think from what I understand, it was just a guy in a room, and he's like, "Well, what do we got around here? What do we?" He's an ideas man. Yeah, he's not the guy who can make it. He's the guy who can literally put two different foods in a bag together and then sell them.
Well, you raise a good point because I'm a big fan of combining cereals to create an all-new cereal. And I thought I had come up with that. But, you know, I won't dilute, like, Lucky Charms, but I'll mix, like, Raisin Bran. I'll mix two, like, not-that-fun cereals to create a slightly
funner cereal. What do you do with Raisin Bran? Raisin Bran on what?
Mix it with, like, Cheerios. That's fun.
Okay. Get a
it makes
little,
it more
little
fun
bit of a
than
crunch
either,
in there?
Yeah, it makes it more fun than either one of them would have been on their own. Mm-hmm. I would not mix Lucky Charms with Frosted Flakes.
God, no.
I'm not a monster. But
so
then I was at the grocery store, and I was looking at Cheerios, and they suggested the same thing. They're like, mix our different varieties of Cheerios and tell us what new cereals you come up with.
And it's still called Cheerios.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe Cheerios and Frosted Cheerios. Frosted Cheerios kind of a real sleeper cereal, but extremely sugary. It's about as sugary as cereals
get.
I don't
think I would eat that. That'd
maybe,
off the rails.
You know, maybe cut it in a similar ratio here where we're going 75% Cheerios, 25% Frosted.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's just me. Back to Lucky Charms.
Right.
So, back in the day, after the Cheerios and Circus Peanuts era, the oat portion of the cereal was in the shape of bells, fish, crosses, three-leaf clovers, and trees. And
crosses, like crucifixes?
Exactly, crucifixes. And
whoa, like 1942 or something?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're talking about the mid-50s, I think, here.
Crosses, that's interesting.
And some theorize that these are early Christian symbols, which they are. You know, you got your fish and turns fish into wine, I think is how it went.
No.
And, no.
But go ahead.
You sure?
Keep going.
And other people's...
Well, you're talking about the miracle of loaves and the fish, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
And then they're like, we got all this bread and this fish. We thought we came here to party.
Yeah, no, they've turned water into wine.
It turns water into
wine. Well, Jesus.
Uh-huh.
And then, I'm going off on a whole other thing.
Yeah, this is not about Lucky Charms anymore. So, others theorize that they are talisman symbols carried for good luck during medieval times, which is a great place to go to dinner. And others theorize that they have something deep and dark to do with the occult, which makes sense since eating this stuff is basically a slow, drawn-out sacrifice of your children.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the other really, really interesting part that I found out is that all the different marshmallows here are supposed to imbue Lucky, the very, very well-dressed leprechaun, who I think still can't match up to you in raw fashion, sense, and ability.
No.
But he's looking pretty good. They give him different powers. So I just wanted to run through these a little bit. The hearts apparently give him the power to bring things to life.
All right.
The shooting stars give him the power to fly. The horseshoes, the power to speed things up, presumably because horseshoes is a very fast-paced and exciting game.
Oh, yeah. Anyone will tell you that.
Blue moons are the power of invisibility. I didn't quite understand that one.
No, it makes sense.
Rainbows give him the ability to instantaneously travel from place to place. Kind of
Sure.
You know, riding the rainbow, maybe like a little Mario Kart
situation. Sure. Why not?
Like you're literally flying through the galaxy. And the hourglass gives him the power to control time.
I thought that was like a Days of Our Lives thing.
It gives him the power to sit through an episode of Days of Our Lives.
Is Susan Lucci, was she on that show? I always forget. Is she on All My Children?
She's on one of them.
I should know. Maybe. Because I love her so much. You'd think I would at least know what show she was on.
It's not, you know, neither do the voters, I don't think.
Right.
Yeah. But they love her too.
Yeah.
So, Lucky Charms, again, just a really... an episode for the ages in all ways. And I like to end every episode with our highly crucial serial questionnaire.
Sure.
In which we can do some... I'm going to throw some questions at you. You could rapid-fire answer them. You could think a little more about them.
I'll answer straight from the heart.
All right, let's do it. So we already know your favorite cereal, Lucky Charms. Mm-hmm. God bless you. What is your least favorite cereal?
Gosh, least favorite. I want to say, I know this makes me a bit of a monster, but I actually like the cereal aspect of it, but Captain Crunch, I'm not crazy about. Hear me out.
Wow.
Well, because...
coming right at
the milk, it makes the milk like really... the milk, some people are like, oh, I love drinking the milk, but it leaves like a greasy... film
there
over
is something
it,
that happens there. It's like the shellac on the outside of it.
I don't like that.
Kind of fades away. Fair enough.
Yeah.
What kind of milk do you use in your cereal at home?
Probably 2% normally, but you know, sometimes I'll treat myself to whole milk, but nothing less than 2%. I hate skim milk. I will not get used to skim milk, as people say.
No.
I should. I won't.
No. That's because you're smart. Yeah, we've got 2% here. We stock 2% only because every time I send Shane to the store to get whole milk, he comes back with 2%. And I don't know what to do with them.
Yeah.
If you could get bottle service in a fancy nightclub with any cereal mascot, who would it be and why?
Like, he is hanging out with
you're
me?
Hanging out together.
Oh, Count Chocula.
Count
no Chocula. Question. Yeah.
What about an Eagles concert? Who do you want to take to an Eagles concert that's a cereal mascot?
I would say the Cocoa Puffs guy, the bird.
The bird.
Yeah, because he's... When are we seeing the Eagles? Now?
Tomorrow. Tomorrow okay. night.
Yeah, still him, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, he seems good.
He's cuckoo for Desperado.
Yeah.
What about a dual birthday party... at the roller rink? It's you and a cereal mascot just kind of skating around.
The two of us. Oh, Booberry. Booberry. Because he not likely to injure himself when he's skating. He can just float if need be.
I honestly can't remember. I think that might have been the answer last week. Booberry is going to have a birthday party with
Maybe
somebody at the roller rink.
Maybe Frankenberry. He would be fun. I like that Quisp guy. He's a bit of a nut.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's...
he seems fun.
Do you think he can skate?
I don't know.
You probably want somebody who can't skate. You end up looking better than them.
I bet Count Chocula can skate pretty well.
Yeah.
He's the classiest one.
He's the classiest. He's kind of got that long athletic build.
That's exactly
wiry,
right.
Wiry strength.
Right. Though, you know, I don't know if I can ask the Lucky Charms guy, but he seems like he'd be fun.
Of course you can ask him. Who do you think deserves to be on a Wheaties box but hasn't been?
Oh. Johnny Weir. Has he been on?
I don't think so, actually.
Him. I don't know, though. I mean...
They love gymnasts. They kind of job the figure skaters.
Yeah, I mean... I don't know. Maybe Johnny Weir, but... what other? See, I don't know. Some hockey player. I like hockey.
He should be on there, yeah.
So
some hockey player.
But some hockey player. Maybe Ovechkin or something.
Sure.
From the
Capitals.
Oh,
he's a beast.
He would be good.
Yeah.
Or Louis St. Louis. for the Rangers. He'd be good.
Yeah.
Any hockey player, I'd be into that, probably. Or Johnny Weir.
Or Johnny Weir.
I love Johnny Weir.
I wonder if he can play hockey.
He can skate. We know that.
That's a great start. And last question, every week, when is the last time you had a bowl of cereal other than just now, and what was it?
Are we counting oatmeal?
Let's not count the oatmeal.
I would say I had a bowl of Cheerios sometime in the last few days, because I know I have that at my house.
Just standard Cheerios?
Yeah, just the original recipe, which has probably changed from when I originally got into it. That's one, don't even get me started, but when a product changes its recipe under the guise of improvement, I would make air quotes if we were on camera. But that's a Cocoa Puffs. They ruined that cereal. By they added, made a more cocoa-y, but they lost my business. And Cocoa Puffs. Cocoa Puffs are essentially just Kix with chocolate added.
Absolutely.
And then they added more chocolate and got it away from the Kix flavor. I actually looked this up because I wanted to see if they would acknowledge the recipe change on Wikipedia. They did not.
Man.
It's a secret.
Well, get in there.
I'm going to, yeah.
That's the whole point of Wikipedia.
Somewhere in the 80s, they added more chocolate and lost a young Dave Hill as a customer.
And right after this podcast ends, in a few moments, we're going to log on to Wikipedia and hit that edit button.
Bam.
And put that in. Dave, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
This was great. Everybody should follow America's fresh-faced boy next door, Dave Hill, on Twitter, at Mr. Dave Hill, and be sure to listen to his extremely sexual podcast, Dave Hill's Podcasting Incident.
Well, that's kind of on hiatus. Listen to the goddamn Dave Hill show.
Listen to the goddamn Dave Hill show.
That's on WFMU, also available as a podcast, but live on the radio.
Get on some of those back episodes of DHPI, though.
Yeah, it's going to come back. Out of it. Any of these, maybe tomorrow I might do another one. I'm just very slow. I haven't put out an episode of that since last March.
All right, well.
Bringing in full circle, recorded in Australia.
There we go.
Yeah.
Once again, thank you so much. Thank you, Lucky Charms, for existing.
Yeah, keep up the good work.
That's it for Serial. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us with questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.
And the theme song for Serial that you're hearing right now is called Feels. It's by Vesa. Thanks for listening. See you next week.